Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. And Sports Radio 66. WFAN New York.
And we are back, and joining us for a few is Jason LaConfora of CBS Sports. Jason, welcome. Thanks for a couple of minutes.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, you bet. All right. Number one, are the New York Football Giants and the Jacksonville Jaguars going to be doing any talking regarding Eli Manning?
No. I mean, that's really not feasible on a couple of levels. No, I mean, this point in the season, you've kind of made your bet at the quarterback position. It is what it is. To bring a guy in now, I mean, even remember last year when the 49ers, who had nothing at the quarterback position, traded for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
It took him a month before he was ready to play. Now, it didn't matter because they weren't going to the playoffs either way. But to think that, you know, you're going to change all this up on the fly and trade for Eli. And then there's, I mean, is Eli better than Blake Bortles? I don't know. I mean, he's certainly older. He's certainly less mobile. I don't know that
he's better.
One might be the 26th worst or best or worst, I guess, how you look at it, quarterback on the planet. And the other one might be the 32nd or 34th. But, I mean, you know, like to bring it in now and switch everything up with receivers he's never thrown to and a system he hasn't been in, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, those guys are stuck with Kessler and Bortles, and the Giants are stuck with Manning and, you know, Lauletta or whatever else. And both teams will be in the quarterback market in 2019. The problem is they're in it a couple of years too late.
Well, let me ask you, do you see Eli Manning starting for the Giants game number one 2019?
Mm-mm. No, I can't fathom that. That would shock me. That would shock me. That to me is completely untenable.
All right, you've reported that Justin Herbert out of Oregon is going to stay in school. I know that there are two other quarterbacks, one with Missouri, one with North Carolina State. From what you know of, I believe one is Finley and one is Locke. And from what you know of these two guys, if we're going to rule out Justin Herbert, if what you know of these two guys, would they be first-rounders? Would they be right away difference-makers for a team like the Giants?
First-rounders, because the need's going to be there. The need's always there, and there's always going to be two to four of these kids, two to three, who go any given year just because, you know, whoever is the best of breed, even if it's a very watered-down, nondescript, non-exciting quarterback class. I mean, look, that's how, I mean, Bortles went third overall. You know, like, it's, you know, where did Blaine Gabbert go? Where did Jake Locker go? Mm-hmm. I mean, we could go on and on and on about what need does to teams. So that doesn't mean that they're anything close to some of the prospects we've seen in the last three drafts, though. And nobody's pretending that they are, but they'll certainly get pushed up the boards as the process plays out. But Herbert's the one. I mean, that's the one people are salivating over and thinking this is a potential truly special quarterback, especially at that size and built how he's built, and seemingly one of these kids who, you know, can more like a Cam Newton type, who's going to be able to withstand the physical rigors of the game at this level. But I don't see him coming out in 2019 unless he all of a sudden reverses courses and changes what he's been sort of whispering and saying to his family members and to his teammates and to his coaches.
The Giants, of course, have the issue with Eli Manning, and this is a discussion every other call we take on this radio station in New York City. What about the offensive line? What kind of a draft will it be next year for offensive linemen?
I'd be lying if I said I did a lot of work at this point on the draft at all, mm-hmm. much less, you know, guys in the trenches who aren't named, you know, Ed Oliver or Nick Bosa. But it's let's just look at the state of offensive line play in the NFL, and let's look at most of these drafts. And let's look at, we could start local and go global. You could look right with Eric Flowers and all the myriad of draft picks that the Giants have. It's not like the Giants have systematically ignored their offensive line. They've tried like hell. They just haven't gotten it right. And a lot of teams in the league haven't gotten it right. So I don't know that it's going to take volume. Let's put it that way. But between all the draft picks and all the money spent, It's not a great line, but I think if the quarterback's better, if the quarterback isn't, you know, ducking his eyes down, if the quarterback isn't constantly feeling the rush, whether it's there or not, if the quarterback is more willing to uncork the ball and stretch the field, which forces teams to defend them a little differently, then, you know, I think there's a symbiotic relationship to this, too. I mean, I don't think it's, you know, all the offensive line. And all we heard for years was, well, if they can only run the ball, they can only run the ball. Well, they've had... dude who's number four in the NFL in yards from scrimmage. He's on that team. That's happening every week. And they still can't complete a forward pass for large stretches of games on end. There's still dudes who have to leave their feet and go up one-handed to catch a screen pass, risking life and limb for not even a gain, you know, for what's almost a lateral. That happens every week, and that's been happening for years.
Yeah, and again, what you have with the New York Football Giants, weapons... You have, all right, an Eli Manning. If he had an offensive line to give him the time he needs, the question is, you know, is it more Eli Manning? Is it more the offensive line? Because certainly when you take a look at the Giants' offense, they have weapons, but they can't score.
It should be a functional offense. There's no excuse for it to be. I mean, again, just because you pay a guy to be the best left tackle in NFL history, the highest paid, doesn't mean he's going to be. But Nate Solder, he's a football player. Did they overpay him drastically, dramatically, to a length that people were wow, stunned? Yes, but he's been in the playoffs every year of his career, right? He's played in Super Bowls. He's a smart guy. He's a great dude. He works his tail off. He's a functional left tackle. I'm sorry.
Well, he wasn't last night. He gave up two of the four.
He
gave up two of the four sacks last night in the first half.
Out there every week who haven't played in the NFL. Not every sack is on the offensive line, and I just think for whatever reason, and maybe it's because of the two Super Bowls and the rings, and I get all that, but. They have not had even average quarterback play there for years. That's what my eyes have told me. That's what numerous evaluators who I know and trust who have informed my opinions for years have been saying forever. And the one time they got it right, they didn't handle it right, but they did what they had to do last year when they sat him. And then they freaked out about the way everybody reacted to it, and ownership put him back in, and that was a cataclysmic mistake, and they're going to be paying for that for years to come, I believe.
All right, let me ask you, Eli Apple, of course, as we all know, traded to New Orleans for a number four and a number seven. Not terrific, but the Giants need pieces to rebuild in so many areas, offensively and defensively. Let me ask you, have you heard Jason LaCanfora of CBS Sports? Have you heard anything else regarding any moves that the Giants might be making?
Yeah, they're fielding calls, and there's a perception among other teams I've talked to that they're open for business in ways they have really probably never been before at the deadline. Now, that doesn't mean Eli, because, again, there isn't a market.
No, he's not going to go anywhere.
Right. I mean, there's no market for him. I mean, they're not trading Odell Beckham. They're not trading Shepard, who's young and cheap and great. But, like, I mean, Snacks Harrison, there's not a prevailing need for, you know, two down run stuffers in this day and age of football. But are there some contending teams who'd like to shore up their defense? Like, would he make sense for the Kansas City Chiefs? You know, it's possible. And then Janoris Jenkins. There's been a ton of smoke, I'll put it that way, on the corner market. And a lot of contending teams feel like that's a very much a pressing need for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tradable contract, and it's something that other teams feel like is palatable. And while he's not necessarily over the hill, you know, he's closer to 30 than not 30. And if it's about trying to keep up with the Joneses now, because let's be real, the Giants are going to be competing with the Oakland Raiders of the world and the Arizona Cardinals of the world and soon to be the Denver Broncos of the world as they enter into what's going to be a rebuild with a young quarterback or some new quarterback. They're all going to be competing for draft assets. So I don't know why at 1-6 again there isn't a trade that makes sense for them for Janoris Jenkins, because if or when they're good again, he won't be there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, give me
you
your,
might as well do it with a couple years left.
Mm-hmm. Give me your take on the rookie quarterbacks of 2018, including Sam Darnold of the New York Jets.
I like Sam a lot. I think he will learn from these mistakes. He's willing to throw into some windows. He's willing to I don't think he's overly risky. Yes, he makes some poor decisions, but I don't think he's got too much gunslinger in him, but I think he's got enough. Even this last game, I mean, the Vikings defense has really toned it up the last couple of weeks, and Zimmer got in their ear, and that secondary starting to play like it did the previous 2 years. But I thought he made some plays. The way people respond to him, there's plenty there. I like him a lot. I think Baker Mayfield has an it quality and a star quality to him that as long as they get him a real head coach at some point soon, like better be by next year, and John Dorsey continues to build the infrastructure, I think that the Cleveland Browns finally have a quarterback for the first time in forever. I think Josh Allen is a project, is a long-term project, and I think Josh Rosen, If Josh Rosen was put into a situation that was anything but the failure that it is, I think he might look a little better. But I'm starting to fear for him. They fired his coordinator. I mean, the kid's barely started a month, and they fired his coordinator. Like, what are you doing? That's a mess, and that stuff tends to multiply and get in kids' heads and mess them up. He's getting hit a ton. They don't have an offensive line in front of them. They haven't figured out their run game. We'll see if Byron Leftwich makes a difference. And then, you know, Lamar Jackson he's a gadget guy for them. You know, he gets on the field 5 to 9 plays a game. 85-90% of his snaps, he's holding on to the ball. He has attempted a few passes. But that's a kid who that was all about 2019 and beyond when they drafted him.
I think Jackson scored his first touchdown this last Sunday.
He did. The week before, he had about a 24-yard run against Tennessee. He got pulled down at the 2. He's got some stuff going off, some bootlegs and keepers, a little bit of that RPO stuff. Mm-hmm. But they haven't asked him to throw the ball much at all since the preseason in games that actually matter.
All right, you're starting a football team. Who do you take, Pat Mahomes or Jared Goff?
I take Pat Mahomes. I just think he's a superior athlete. I think he has a stronger arm. I think he's a little more special. I'm not taking away from Jared Goff at all. The strides Jared Goff made from year one into year two were phenomenal, and he's continued to take off from there. Both have masterminds kind of pulling the puppet strings for them in McVay and Andy Reid. And that obviously has a lot to do with it. And both have an abundance of talent around them, which certainly helps. But I think Mahomes is, I think he has a chance to be really, really great. And I think Jared Goff has a chance to have a really, really great career. But I just don't know that he can physically do some of the things that Mahomes can do.
The Jets are going to be taking on the Chicago Bears in Chicago upcoming. Give me your take on Mitchell Trubisky, who runs and runs and runs and runs a little bit more to finally score a touchdown.
I think he'd be a hell of a rugby player. I don't know if he's ever played off the rules football or anything like that. I think Chicago is at a bit of a fork in the road, a crossroads. They had that hot start, and the defense played absolutely out of its mind for, you know, 4 weeks or so. But now Khalil Mack's a little dinged up, and people have realized that there's a lot of guys in their secondary who don't really like to tackle the football. They don't really like to, they're okay in coverage, but they don't really want to crack down and help against the run. And they're getting a little bit exposed on that side of the ball, and now the pendulum is swinging in a direction that's untenable for Trubisky because he's got to play from behind, and they can't do that. I mean, this kid was 4-for-15 in passing attempts at one point against New England, and nobody's pretending that New England is, you know, the 86 Bears defense or, you know, 85 Bears or the 86 Giants or the 2000 Ravens or whatever. So I think they've got some issues there. They went and got all these parts, and maybe it will happen over time, but Mitch Trubisky, to me, is very raw and much more comfortable taking off with the football than he is throwing it. He misses open reads a lot of the time. He plays a little bit reckless for my taste. And if that defense isn't in the top, you know, 20% of the league, if it's not a top 8 to top 10 unit that also creates a ton of sacks and turnovers, which they did for the first 4 weeks, then they're in trouble because they're not going to score a whole lot. They're just not.
No.
I don't see it happening. I think Trubisky's somebody who takes years to develop, not games or weeks or months.
Before I let you go, I think now I have figured out what a catch is. I'm trying to figure out what roughing the passer is. I'm trying to figure out what unsportsmanlike conduct is. I'm trying to figure out what a clean tackle is, what defensive holding is. But there is now something, Jason, maybe you can help me with. Please explain to me what a snap infraction is.
I mean, I didn't see a whole lot of movement. I really didn't.
What is that?
I don't know.
What was it?
He moved the ball too much, or I don't know, buddy.
I can't
answer for the NFL's officiating department in a lot of matters, and that is among them. I don't know.
Anyway,
I'll tell you this. I think if it was 47 and not 52, the dude makes the kick.
Of course. And the bottom line is, listen, for those of us who are not fans of America's team, we want to see them commit more snap infractions. But that's another story for another time. Jason, a million thanks for giving us a couple of minutes.
Sounds good. My pleasure, man. Anytime.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.